Top Caesar 8 Grammy nominee, Adam Lambert, joining us right now.
He probably wishes he was bored.
Hi.
I was just saying, you are not nearly as boring as I've become. I don't think you become boring the older you get, have you?
I don't think so. No, I just become busier, I think, is really... And you're not boring. What are you talking about?
Well, you know what, Adam? I think I am. I enjoy doing really boring kind of stuff now. Like, I actually... I made a turkey the other night, and I loved it.
That sounds exciting.
It's not, but it's fun for... Anyway. So you're coming back, baby. Coming back this week to the Idol stage.
Yeah. I'm so excited. So excited.
What are you going to... Can you tell us what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm going to be performing like an unplugged version of the song Aftermath.
Yes.
Now, the story with Aftermath is it's a song that's on my album. Mm-hmm. The album that's been out for a while, and it's a song that I wrote. And I wrote it with... It's kind of an empowerment anthem, you know, mm-hmm. something that hopefully inspires people to kind of take risks of being who they are and being honest with themselves and people they love, and taking that leap of faith, whatever it may be, and when doing so, at the other end of it, you feel kind of a liberation, and there's a lot of people like you. It can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people, but I'm excited because it's something that I wrote, and I think what's really important about it is the message, the melody, and the lyrics. So hopefully people really hear that.
You know, I think, interesting what you're saying, I think it's tricky at the point where you're going to take the leap of faith because you need to have the courage to take the leap of faith. And then, like you said, you end up in the right place, but it takes a lot of courage that I think is tough.
Yeah, it is tough. I mean, and whatever that hurdle is that you're trying to get over, you know, a lot of times we're intimidated by these things. So hopefully, you know, people take something from it. And what I've decided to do, I set this into motion a couple months ago. I started talking to my record label about it, and it was a song that always got a great response when we were on tour this last year. And I was thinking I wanted to do something for the Trevor Project. If you remember the Trevor Project,
sure.
the organization that organized the It Gets Better campaign. Mm-hmm. And I figured this song really kind of, it speaks to that same issue, you know, the It Gets Better thing, you know, having that faith in yourself and the pride to just be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So what we decided to do was take the original track, and I said, you know, I like the way the original track sounds, it's cool, but I really want to make this more, you know, something you can dance to, something that you can work out to, something that really motivates you. So we had Billboard, who was actually working a lot with Dr. Luke on the Britney Spears album.
Yeah.
We had him remix the track. So the vocals are still there. They're real loud. They're out in front, but there's a really sick beat now.
And that's what I have here, right?
Yeah, and I hope you guys like it. I think it's pretty rad.
Okay, so let's just do that now, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more with Adam Lambert. But this is the debut, the world premiere of Aftermath, the remix.
Yeah,
it is. Come on, turn it up. Yeah! 102.7 KISS FM. Listen. That is awesome. Adam Lambert there. It is called Aftermath. Luke is just a genius, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's a genius for hiring Billboard. You know, Billboard is this new up-and-coming producer. You know,
So Billboard did the hands-on?
Yeah, Billboard did the whole thing. You know, I think he was made aware to us by Luke, you know. So
Billboard, he's the new dude.
Yeah, he's up and coming. He has the sound, you know what I mean? I guess he's, I don't really know, I haven't met him yet. I'm dying to. I guess he's from, I think he's French-Canadian.
I think it's so funny that there he is just working on, you know, your song and the technology now. You can do it from anywhere at any time.
Yeah.
You can record, you can produce. You can, it's just incredible.
Yeah,
it's
amazing. And I heard the first edit of it, and I like fell off my chair. I was really excited.
Well, do you know what's great about it? And you know, I don't know if people, I guess people realize it, but what's really awesome about technology these days is you can get the best people working on your music because they don't have to travel to do it. So they're available to work with more people.
Yeah, completely.
Adam Lambert, last time we spoke, I think it was at the Grammys, we were talking about your second album, and you weren't quite sure how to categorize the sound of it. Did you make any progress?
Yeah, I've actually, the last couple of weeks since the Grammys, actually, I've started the writing process. I've worked with about three different producers, a couple different writers. I think so far, if I could describe the material that I'm coming up with, it's very... It has definitely a rock edge, a lot of the sounds, but it's also really upbeat, and it's really honest. It's really, I've been writing stuff just like from personal experience. I'm trying to be really like, from the heart, you know, stuff that has affected me over the last year, things that I've come to learn, experiences that I've had, heartache, and also, you know, feeling full in the heart, you know, I mean, both sides of that. I think that's stuff that no matter who you are, no matter what your background is, color or preference or whatever, I think you can relate to it. And I think to me, that's the most important thing, is that I can make something that everybody can understand, something universal.
And how is your heart? Is your heart
good
on the mend? Has it healed? Is it still broken? What is the status of your heart, Adam Lambert?
My heart feels good. My heart is full. My heart is in a really good place.
Okay.
And I think this is it's a good place to be in to write the music, you know. And of course, you know, I'm writing also about the other side of that, you know, not being fulfilled, but I'm you know, having to go back to journal entries to kind of remember how I
felt. Is that how you do it? You write it down?
Yeah, I think it's the best way, you know, kind of, yeah, right as you go. You know, this tour this last year was a roller coaster. It was so up and down, and it was exciting, and it was a lot of work, and I went to like a zillion different countries, so I really have a lot to draw from, I think.
Adam Lambert, drawing from within, the heart is full and it's beating, and we're going to come back with him in just a second and wrap up. Adam Lambert performing tomorrow on American Idol, and Aftermath, the remix is up online at ryanseacrest.com.